الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله، صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah ta'ala to give us the ability to thank Him for His blessings and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our discussion for this particular lesson in this segment is the continuation on the series of Qiyamah. So far we have discussed Qiyamah itself, then we discussed the raising up, then we spoke about the procedure to the proceeding to the planes of Mahshar. Now we must remember one thing, that it is not only part of our i'tiqad, our belief, our aqidah, to believe in the occurrence and the coming of Qiyamah and the happening of Qiyamah. It is part of our belief, it's an important part. If we don't believe it, it's out of the pale of Islam. The second thing is that logically also it makes sense. There has to be a thing like Qiyamah, because everybody has to be accountable and for their deeds, and also at the same time they have to be rewarded for their good deeds. So we find that we do so many good actions in this world, and nobody pays us for it, but we say we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. So that reward, inshallah, it is in some way Allah give you barakah of that in this world, but the actual reward will be in the hereafter. And then on the other hand, we find some very evil people, some very cruel people, they wrong other people, they oppress them, they kill them, they murder them, do whatever they do, like how our guys are doing there in Gaza, Netanyahu and company. So they do so much of zulm, but at the end of the day, our belief is that this is not the end. There is another life ahead, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort out whoever is supposed to be sorted out in as far as their zulm and their oppression is concerned. Now we continue from there. We have spoken about various aspects of the day of Qiyamah, and we said that all the people are going to be present there, and the sun, which is 93 million miles away, is going to be just 1 mile above the head. So we can imagine what that must be. And the second thing is, people are going to be sweating, and to the extent that they're going to drown in their own sweat. So some people will be sweating, and sweat will be running on that day. That's why it meant, the sweat will be running. So some people will be in the sweat up to their ankles, others up to their knees, others further up in that, and some of them will be drowning in their own sweat. So this is because of the fear of the day of Qiyamah, and number two, it's also on account of the sins, that all the sweat is being shed. Then we know that now that we are all on the plains of Mahshar. In fact, before we get there is a question we need to ask, that when the trumpet is blown for the second time, then who is going to rise first? So in that regard, today we'll talk about a few firsts. The first whatever is going to happen, the first whatever is going to happen, the first what's going to happen. So the first person to be resurrected is our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, my name is Muhammad, my name is Ahmad, my name is Hashir, my name is Mahi, and my name is Aqib. So we're not going to look at all the other names, we look at the name Hashir. So Hashir here means the one who is going to be resurrected, and he is going to be resurrected first, and after him everybody else is going to be resurrected. And before him, we must remember, Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam will be given life. Because when the entire world is destroyed, with the blowing of the first trumpet, then all the malaika are also going to go away into a period or into a state of unconsciousness and non-existence. Then when Allah Ta'ala wants to revive the humanity for the second time, He will first give life to Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, and then He will blow the trumpet. Until He don't blow the trumpet, nobody will come to life. Once He blows the trumpet, the first person to come up from the qabr is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to he's going to go for the intercession. But we must remember, we mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, everyone is going to be raised naked, they're going to be raised bare feet, and they're going to be raised uncircumcised, except for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Because of the high position they hold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clothe them in whichever clothes Allah ta'ala chooses for them. And the first of the Anbiya to be clothed is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama have given various reasons why he is going to be the first person to be clothed. Then the other thing is that when we are going to go to the plains of Hashar, Mahshar, as we call it, then everybody is going to be on their knees. They're going to be kneeling down out of humility, out of fear, and out of helplessness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in Surah Jathiyah. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. You will see every ummah kneeling on their knees. Can you imagine what a scary and what a horrible scenario that must be? Allah ta'ala protect us. Then we're going to find that now the reckoning is going to start. That's why one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is going to start with our ummah, because نَحْنُ الْأَوَّلُونَ الْآخِرُونَ. We are the first and we are the last. First we reckoned, first we entered Jannah. آخِرُونَ, the last ummah that came on the face of this earth. Then we find that the people of Iman like us who are going to be raised up, we find that we are going to be raised up in a beautiful state. And what is that beautiful state? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, how will he recognize his ummatis on the day of Qiyamah? So he said they will be raised up in this state, that their bodies will be shining and they will have white foreheads. In other words, a beautiful whiteness in as far as nur is concerned. So when we make wudu at that time, then we are actually increasing the nur that is going to emanate and shine from our limbs on the day of Qiyamah. So that is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will recognize us. That's why when you have the opportunity to make wudu, doesn't matter how hot it is or how cold it is or whatever the water is, we must always make that intention that this wudu that I'm making, inshallah, is going to be the cause of light and nur for me on the day of Qiyamah. And my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to recognize me. Then all the other ummatis, all the other prophets will also be raised up, and everyone will be designated a place where they are supposed to now wait for the reckoning to take place. Now, the first person, so we are the first ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first Nabi, and the first Nabi to be clothed is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now comes the first three people to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. It's not three people, it's three groups of people. So we heard this hadith repeatedly. One will be an alim or a qari, who is to recite very beautiful Quran, who is to do a lot of work of ilm. The second one is a martyr who died in the path of Allah. And the third one is a wealthy person who gave a lot of charity. But Allah Ta'ala is going to ask him, why did you do it? And each one is going to say, alim is going to say, I did it to spread the deen. Martyr is going to say, I wanted to fight in your path. Wealthy person will say, I was doing it to help the people. Whatever his reasons are going to be, Allah is going to say, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. All three of you are lying. And then this group of people, or these three people, are going to be the first to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Then there is going to be a caller that is going to call out. And what is going to be the first caller is going to call out, who are those people who has a reward owing to them? So one big group of people are going to get up and they're going to go and they're going to somehow know that they are the people. So then they are going to ask, what is our reward? Why are we getting this reward? They are going to be told that on the face of this earth, while you were there, it is a very important thing, you were wronged and you were oppressed, but you gave up and you did not harm anybody. You forgave them and you reconciled and you carried on. Now, this is a very, very difficult thing to do. You know, when we have problems in this world, then, you know, with people, then we fight with them and we want to have the last word and we want to fix them up, and we can't fix them up. We say, you know what, Qiyamah Day, I'm going to get you there on top also. So anybody doesn't do any of those things. They just say, you know what, leave it. It's in the hands of Allah, and Allah forgive them, and I don't want to take further action. Now, that's a very, very courageous and a very gracious thing to do. Therefore, the Quran says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ, that whoever pardons and he reconciles and he makes up the matter, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, his reward is upon Allah. That person is going to be given a reward by Allah Ta'ala. So that's what is meant here, that the caller is going to call out who has got a reward that is being owed to him. Then, in the same regard, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, who is the most honored person in your eyes? Who you think is the most honorable? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he who forgives people when he has the power to harm them. So in other words, somebody can harm you, can oppress you, can beat you up, he can kill you, he can do a lot of things to you. And he has the power of doing all these things. But he says, never mind, I forgive you, you can go. So in other words, this person has every power to do whatever he can, but because he just had a good heart, he said, go, I forgive you. So having the power, but yet he forgives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is the most honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa ma'alayna illa al-balagh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.